We are back here at day one of Senior Bowl practice. Alex Smith alongside Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. And here, right around midfield, we're watching one-on-one drills between wide receivers and DBs as this ball is a little bit overthrown there. That was intended for KJ May, an interesting-looking wide receiver, 5'10", out of Minnesota. What's the read on KJ May right now, Tony?
Yeah, not even 5'10". He's basically, if you're going to draft him, you're going to use him as a return specialist. I mean, he's small. He can return punts, kicks. He's fast. If you're going to use him as a receiver, it's going to be as a fifth receiver at best if he gets drafted.
And we see him there, and we just had a play on the near side. This was Sterling Shepard, number three, the wide receiver out of Oklahoma. Now back at the top of the screen, it looks like we're going to get KJ May again. We have Jake Coker at quarterback here, and he's going to air it out. And it's actually intercepted. A really nice play down the far sideline there. That's Jonathan Jones, the corner. Looked like he really read it all the way there, Tony.
Yeah, you got to like the way he turned his hips, ran downfield. I mean, he was about a half a step behind the receiver, but he was able to track the ball in the air, speed up, get vertical, and make that interception. That was a good plus play for Jones.
And we had another deep ball down the near sideline here. But getting back to the action over on the far sideline, let's see who our next matchup here is going to be. The wind's picking up a little bit here, so it'll be really interesting to see how the quarterbacks can throw in these kind of conditions here, as Brandon Allen is the quarterback, and he slings a pass, and it's completed there. That's Jay Lee, the wide receiver from Baylor. Tony, we hear a lot about Corey Coleman from Baylor, but what about Jay Lee here as the rain starts coming down a little bit harder?
Yeah, more of an underneath guy. Coleman was the field stretcher, while Lee was the guy who was basically used on the underneath patterns, the more of the possession receiver. Doesn't have great size, but for the most part, reliable hands.
As our next play here was incomplete down the near sideline. Once again, Alex Smith alongside Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net as the rain starts falling down a little bit harder here at the South practice. This is day one of our coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And let's see what our next matchup will be out on the far side. We're going to have Dak Prescott at quarterback here on this drill here. Prescott, another interesting quarterback who's down here at the Senior Bowl this week, Tony.
More of an athlete than he is a passer. I mean, a guy who made as many plays with his legs as he did with his arm on the college level. Needs some work on his throwing mechanics. His passes can be all over the place. I mean, there was a thought almost a year ago he was going to be a first-round pick. I think he's a last-day pick at best.
Now I think we have Jacoby Brissett from NC State who's at quarterback now. And we're going to have the drill at the bottom of the field here. Interesting matchup. We have Sterling Shepard lined up against Cyrus Jones, two guys that I was really looking forward to watching this week. Let's see the play. A little bit of a push off there from Sterling Shepard, but a good matchup there with Shepard and Jones on the outside.
It's a good pass by Brissett. I mean, it was slightly off the mark, but with the rain, the field's starting to get a little bit slippery. You got to like the fact that when Shepard came out of his break, the ball was already there. He wasn't waiting for the ball. So, and you got to remember, I mean, this is the first time these quarterbacks have been throwing to these receivers. They are basically, these are not teammates for the most part. So it's going to take a couple days for them to get in tune.
Yeah, so the receivers and the quarterbacks trying to work on their timing for the first time together. That's a nice play there. A nice pass from Dak Prescott, and the pass is completed to Malcolm Mitchell, the wide receiver out of Georgia. Where's the stock for Malcolm Mitchell right now, Tony?
Mitchell's had a pretty good day today. He's run some good routes. He's caught everything that was thrown in his direction. He was a relatively competent and productive receiver at Georgia. The problem is he's got some medical issues. He's got some knee issues, which I hear may red flag him and push him deep into the draft, if not out of the 7 rounds completely.
All right, I think that'll wrap things up here for this play-by-play segment. Our thanks to Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net for all of his help here today and for continuing coverage of the Senior Bowl. Stay right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.